It's interesting that the song leader sang that song tonight, A Shelter in the Time of the Storm. And it reminds me of what's going on outside. So he's a shelter in the time of the storm. We're glad that God has watch over us and our Savior. Therefore, we can take chances because of who he is. Not because of whose we are, but because of who he is. And we thank him for that. For just a few minutes, I want to talk to you with a few words from a story that you know perhaps all about. Hold to God's unchanging hand regarding his children, dealing with his children. In Numbers chapter 12, we're delighted to see those of you who did come. We're glad that you were able to make it safely. Hold to God's unchanging hand. Just a few thoughts here, and we shall be through. Chapter 12 of the book of Numbers. God has brought his people out of slavery after mighty battles. They have come through challenges, difficulties, and by the way, they are not traveling in cars. They are walking. God is leading them. And we're not talking about 100 people or several hundred people. We're talking about thousands that he brought out of Egyptian slavery. Led them by day, led them by night, fed them regularly. They have had battles in their travel. They've had to fight two great kings in the wilderness that they travel. And now we find them in Numbers chapter 12. Commencing with verse 14. They're headed to the promised land that God has promised them. Numbers chapter 12. Look at verse 14. And the Lord said unto Moses, if her father had but spit in her face, should she not be ashamed 7 days? Let her be shut out from the camp 7 days. God punished. God punished, and he punishes. And after that, let her be received again. Bring her back in. Miriam was shut out the camp 7 days. And there was no traveling while she was shut up in the camp. Or shut out from the rest of the people. And afterward, they are looking forward. They have come close to their destination. God says to Moses, look at chapter 13, verse 1. And the Lord spake unto Moses, saying, send thou men, that they may search the land of Canaan. Notice the next phrase. Which I give unto the children of Israel. Isn't that something? God has made a promise to them. We don't need to question promises God makes. He can do what he promises to do. Send thou men that they may search the land of Canaan, which I'm leading them to that destination. They're right close. So that they can search the land of Canaan, which I give unto the children of Israel. God is making a promise. He's referring to a promise. I'm brought them out of slavery. I'm going to give them a land. And that's where they've been traveling to. Which I give unto the children of Israel, every tribe of their fathers shall you send a man. Everyone, a leading brother, a leader. Everyone, a ruler among them, not just anybody. And Moses, by the commandment of the Lord, sent them from the wilderness of Paran, all those men that he chose were heads, leaders of Israel. And he goes on to give us the names of the 12 men, the 12 leaders. Look at verse 17. And Moses sent them to spy out the land of Canaan. This is where God has been leading them. Brought them out of slavery. Won battles on their behalf. Leading them daily and also during nighttime. Feeding them every day. Thousands. Moses chose 12 men who were leaders among them and sent them to check out the land, or to spy out the land of Canaan, and said unto them, get you up this way. Go south. Go up into the mountain. See the land that God is taking us to. See what kind of people are over there, and the people that dwelleth therein, whether they are strong or whether they are weak, whether there's a lot of them or just a few of them. And see what the land is, what the land is like, whether it be good or bad, and what the cities, check them out also, whether they live in strongholds or whether they live in tents. See how well off they are. And what the land is, whether it be fat or lean, is it fertile? Whether there be wood therein or not, and be you of good heritage. Uh-oh, did you read that? Did you hear that? Did you see that? And be you of good courage, and bring of the fruit of the land. Now the time was the time of the first rite. It was harvest time. Food should be just right. Apples, oranges, grapes, whatever. So they agreed to go. Verse 21 says, so the men went up on a mission to spy out the land, to see what kind of people are there. They searched the land from the wilderness of Zin to Rehob as men come to Hamath. The Bible gives us some particulars, just a few, regarding their journey, what they saw. And they ascended by the south and came unto Hebron, where Ahaman, Shishal, and Talmah, the children of Anak. Ooh-wee. Children of Anak? Yes. Now Hebron was built 7 years before Zoan in Egypt. And they came unto the brook of Eshcol, and cut down from there, your Bible says thence, a branch, which was cut down from there with one cluster of grapes. A cluster of grapes. And they had to put that cluster of grapes on a pole and took two men to carry it. From thence a branch with one cluster of grapes, and they bear it between two upon a staff. And they brought of the pomegranate, that fruit, and of the figs. The place was called the Brook of Eschol. Why? Because of the cluster of grapes which the children of Israel cut down from there. And then, here it comes, verse 25. They return from their bed, from their journey. They return from searching out the land, taking it back to Moses. They return from the searching of the land after 40 days. 40 days. They went back, came to Moses and Aaron. But it seems to me you wonder why they had all the congregation listening in on the return of this reconnaissance mission. Get you, the leaders, get the information first and decide what the rest of the folk people are supposed to have at this time. Moses and to Aaron and to all the congregation, verse 26, the children of Israel, unto the wilderness of Paran to Kadesh, and brought back word unto them. Brought back word unto them, but they didn't stop there. And unto all the congregation, and even showed them the fruit that took two men to bear. Grapes. Look at verse 27. And they told him and said, "We came into the land where you sent us, and sure enough, it floweth with milk and honey. It's fruitful land. Good country. Fertile country. But, we're in trouble now. Nevertheless, you should have seen the people over there. Great, gracious. After all that God had done for them, they think that God can't still handle whatever problems they encounter. All that God has done for us, all that we read that He has done for us before we were even born, should be enough to encourage us and convince us that God can do whatever He says He will do. If He says He'll save us, He'll save us. Nevertheless, yes, we saw all of that, we saw all of this, but child, I tell you, you should have seen these people. Nevertheless, the people be strong. Well, what are you that dwell in the land, and the cities are walled, great big cities? Moreover, we saw the children of Anak there, and Amalekites dwell in the land, and the termites, no, don't say that, dwell in the land of the south, and the Hittites and Jebusites and Amorites dwell in the mountains, and the Canaanites, who got a lot of ites, dwell by the sea and by the coast of Jordan. One of the men that went among the 12 by the name of Caleb. And Caleb quieted or stilled the people before Moses and said, "Let's go. Let's go." Watch this. "Let us go up when? At once. And do what? We're not just going up there to look around now. It's time for us to go up there, take the land. That's why we're here. Let us go up there and possess it, for we are what? Well able to overcome it." We have God on our side. Have you forgotten of what God did in Egypt to rescue us, to bring us out, leading us by day, feeding us every day, thousands of people? Caleb, the people were upset. Caleb stilled the congregation before Moses and said, "Let us go up at once. Don't tarry any longer." But the men that went up with him said, and they were leaders that went up with him, "We be not able to go up against the people." That's not the question. "We be not." Did you get it, church? Small thinking and disregard for the champion, the Savior, that has blessed them to get that far. How did they get as far as this? It was by the grace of God. It was God leading them. You know where I'm going now, don't you? How did we get this far? We can't do that. Why? We still serve. We haven't changed God. We see His might. We see His ability. And we see also how He can enable us where we are workers together and doing kingdom business. And God blesses our efforts irrespective of the time it takes. But the men that went up with him said, "We be not able to go up against this people, for they are stronger than us." But they are not stronger than God. And they brought up an evil report of the land which they had searched unto the children of Israel. So the land through which we have gone to search it, ooh, you should have been there, is a land that eateth up the inhabitants. You should see what kind of situation it is. All the people that we saw over there, all of them. Look at that. Did you see all the men? All of the men we saw over there, bigger than us. Bigger than us. But they are not bigger than your Savior. People that we saw in it are men of great stature. And we saw giants and the sons of Anak, which come of the giants. And we were in our own sight. That's the problem. They're leaving God out of the scenario. And we were in our own sight as grasshoppers. So since we saw ourselves like grasshoppers, I know they saw us as grasshoppers. Look at the latter part of verse 33. And so we were in their sight. Church, let us not doubt ourselves. God has been with us. He has blessed us. We have come this far. Let us roll up our sleeves. Talk to the Father and keep talking to those who are lost, so that we are building saints, and by the grace of God, and building a place for the saints to worship that same God. That's what we are about. God didn't bring us here to stop. He wants more people saved, and He's leaving it up to, let me rephrase that, and He's blessing us to share His word, that they can hear it, believe it, receive it, and obey it. You should have seen the people there, 33 again. And there we saw the giants, the sons of Anak, which come of giants. And we were, when we looked at them and looked at ourselves, we look like grasshoppers. Do you realize who you are? But more importantly, do you understand whose you are? Our resolve I can do all things through Christ Jesus, because it is He who gives me the strength. They want to kill these fellows when they heard all this negative news. Look at verse 1 in chapter 14. And all the congregation lifted up their voice and cried. And the people wept that night. Church, do you ever ask yourself when you read this text, have they lost their mind? Have they forgotten everything that God has already done? Have they forgotten all that God is already doing? He brought them out of Egypt by the thousands. Defeated the enemy before they left. Opened up the sea. Dried the bottom. What more are you asking God? Are you expecting of God? Why do you think so small of God? God has brought us to this point in our life. Health and strength, members of the family. Aren't you glad He's brought us this far? Let us continue to labor in the kingdom. Labor working together, helping one another, and doing the will of God regardless of the challenge and the difficulty. We sing the song, let us mean what we sing when we sing what we sing. Hold to God's unchanging hand. God is not any weaker than we were when we met Him 10 or 20 years ago. He's still the same God. And when we go back and read Genesis 1, He created everything. There was no here or there until God spoke. Created it. So I say to you, do I have some more? But I'll save it for another time. But let's just read a little bit more. And always, please, always realize who you are. But why do you start this? Because you need to be in your right mind. And as a result of knowing who you are, you also know whose you are as a result of being in your right mind. Remember whose you are. By the grace of God, I can do everything that God wants me to do. Because not of who I am, but because of who my Heavenly Father is. Rejoice, rejoice. And again I say, rejoice. And this information is not put in the Bible for naught. God knows He created us. He wants us to know this information to help us to be faithful, loyal, and steadfast. Look at this, just a few verses in chapter 14. And please forgive me because I said I'll be 10 minutes tonight, but I'm close to 10 minutes. And all the congregation, you see what a few people can do? There was only 12 men of these thousands of folk. There were only 12 men that he sent over there. They brought back this evil report. Now we got thousands of people scared. God's children. And all the congregation lifted up their voice and cried. And the people wept that night after all that God had done. And He was still feeding them every day. And all the children of Israel murmured against Moses and against Aaron. And the whole congregation said unto them, would God that we had died in the land of Egypt. Isn't that sad? Where's your faith? Where's your trust in God? Since we didn't die in Egypt, I wish we had died in the wilderness. Well, why don't you just go ahead and die now? Doing all that talk, yak, yak, yak. And why has the, and where, your Bible says, wherefore, hath the Lord brought us to this land to fall by the sword? But our wives and our children should be target practice or a prey. And look what they say at the latter part of the verse. Isn't that sad? Were it not better for us to return into Egypt? You mean to tell me you see God leading the thousands, y'all thousands, feeding you every day, giving you the victory over two great kings before you got to this point in your life geographically? Two great victories, giants in the wilderness, and now you're talking like that. Let us be careful of how we think because of whose we are. Are you there? Anybody hearing what we're reading tonight? Not what I'm saying, but what we're reading in the Word of God. And they said, let us get us another captain, get rid of Moses, and go on back to Egypt and be slaves. No. I think we sing a song. Hold to his hand. Hold to God's unchanging hand. Church, I'm closing. I wanted this to be short because I don't want you getting all having accidents in the rain. But based upon what we know in our lives regarding that God has saved us, heard us to hear the gospel, believe it, receive it, and obey it. It was God who blessed us to do that. The greatest thing that we could have ever done on planet Earth is to hear the gospel, believe it, receive it, and obey it. And now the greatest thing that we can do is to be steadfast, unmovable, always abounding in the work of the Lord, for as much as we know that God is taking care of us, watching over us, and beckoning us to so live that he can welcome us home to live with him forever. The lesson is yours. There's some more here, and I'm not through, but I'm going to stop. Ooh! But read this. Continue to read this. You'll have plenty of time to do that, extra time to do that, since I'm giving you some extra time, my time. So when you get home, you use the extra time that I gave you. You don't have to use your time. Just give you the extra time that I gave you. Hold to God's unchanging hand. Church, in closing, we are more. Where I'm going. We are more than what we have become. God has more work for us to do it. And I believe that this congregation is looking forward to marching on in the pathway of duty. If you need prayer, you come forward and we'll pray for our brother or sisters. You're not a member of the body of Christ. God will bless you to become a member of his family. If you have faith in him, Son Jesus Christ, repent of your sins, confess your Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, and be buried in water baptism. The water is ready. The baptismal garments are ready. The baptizer is ready. The only question mark: are you ready to give your life to Jesus Christ? If you're already in the body, you walk contrary to the will of God, not putting him first, come on home. Ask the church to pray for your forgiveness. God will hear our prayer and forgive your sins. Isn't that wonderful? Let us together stand. I'm not going to sing it, but
I am resolved no longer to linger, charmed by the world's deep.